Dr. McGee, how do you select an astronaut from a physical standpoint? What does he have to have?
Well, this gets to be very complicated, but basically it really boils down to that all the individuals selected are free from any serious medical defect and have no implications of any genetic or chronic long-term diseases.
Are there any particular physical characteristics like size, weight, so forth?
Yes, at the present time, there are some limitations on size and weight. Obviously, we've tried to pick individuals who are in good physical condition to start with, which right off limits the weight business. There has been a limit of 6 feet on height. This is predominantly because of the difficulty in fitting the spacecraft.
Mm-hmm. How often do astronauts have to undergo physical checkups, and what sort of special medical care is given to men in the astronaut program, particularly those with crew assignments?
Well, for all the astronauts, there is a yearly, very comprehensive, complete physical examination. There is interim medical care given as needed, and we see them for any, even the minor problems which they encounter day to day. For a crew member, once he is selected, there is an additional comprehensive physical examination and evaluation at the time of assignment, unless it's come immediately after his annual physical examination. Then there, 30 days prior to flight, there is another complete physical examination, very comprehensive in nature. At 2 weeks prior to flight, a repeat examination, which is similar to the one 2 weeks before. And again at 10 days, and then he is checked at 4 days prior to flight for, again, comprehensively, and then just spot checks for each day prior to the flight.
What happens if an astronaut gets a cold or a virus, say, the day before a flight?
Well, that complicates things, and then you have to evaluate it on its own merits at that point in time. If it's such severe infection that we worry about pneumonia or some other serious complications such as that, then obviously we'd have to replace the crew member. If it was just a minor upper respiratory infection and we felt confident that his physical condition would be able to allow him to continue the mission, we would do so and just treat him symptomatically.
That's why you have backup pilots going through the same training, really, isn't it?
Yes. There is a complete crew for each flight that backs up the prime crew.
Do astronauts have special diets while in crew training or throughout their normal lives while they're here in the program?
No, they eat anything they want to. With the exception of just prior to flight, they usually go on a low-residue diet.
And then during the flights themselves, they have special food prepared because it's light and can be stowed on board the spacecraft. That's another thing entirely, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes. This is an entirely different program, which there's a complete development of foods which are processed primarily for space flight, packaged specially, and are completely controlled as far as their nutritional, vitamin, and mineral contents go.
Dr. McGee, thanks for answering these questions from our listener in India.
You're very welcome.
Dr. James McGee, the astronaut's flight surgeon. This is Rhett Turner at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas.